It's the up and running morning show, 98.1 KZE. That was the Black Pumas with Fire. And we are in the studio, of course, and joining us is Jeremy and Gus from Beacon Bonfire. Good morning, friends.
Hi, how are you?
It's great to have you both in the studio. And there's a great event. It kicks off tomorrow with something really cool, which I know, Jeremy, you're a part of.
Yeah.
It's Syncretic Liturgy, a service of witness to the bonfire, which kicks off the event. So, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you again for having us. It's wonderful.
It's a real pleasure. Now, you are responsible for curating a lot of this?
Yes, I'm the programming. I'm one of the founders. There are five of us, and I am the programming director for the bonfire.
How long has the Beacon Bonfire been in existence? How many years?
This is our third year. We took off last year because two of our founders were in LA for most of the year, so we decided to take off, and this is our third one.
Oh, cool. So success is rising. Are a lot of people coming out and curious about the event?
I think so. I think it's a first of all, Beacon is a very popular town already, so I think we have a lot of people who show up day of, and they'll just see all the crazy magic that's happening all over the city.
There's a lot of crazy magic in Beacon. Beacon celebrates life many times throughout the year. There's parades, there's special events that happen all the time. There's a pet parade and so much more. Besides, every day, the food, the culture, the people there are so dynamic, and it's a cool place as a destination to go to. Period.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. It was one of the inspirations for me personally, getting involved in a festival like this. This idea that we have this huge, long main street with so many different things and so many different activations possible. I always looked at it as, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could do a whole festival that just took up the entire city, where you got in and you started walking and there was music and stuff happening everywhere, kind of like an Edinburgh Fringe style thing. And that's what we've accomplished on Beacon Bonfire.
So the Beacon Bonfire kicks off tomorrow night, and tell the folks about what's going to happen.
Well, tomorrow night is this thing, this Syncretic Liturgy. There's a church on Route 9 called Prophecy Hall, which has been sort of transformed into a giant event kind of space, very empty. And we started it a couple of years ago, this Syncretic Liturgy, which is a service essentially without any of the religious context. But it's cool, and it involves lots of different artists and singing. And then there's an ordainment. This year I'm actually being ordained to the Universalist Church of whatever.
Oh.
And then we perform, and Gussie and I will be performing as part of that service, as will many other artists, and it'll be funny and poignant, and there's also a lighting of the torch, the bonfire. We march the torch down the street. That is the bonfire that will be lit throughout the 5 days of our festival.
Sweet. Now, Gus, what do you do in involvement with the Beacon Bonfire?
So, out of the 3 years that the Beacon Bonfire has been running, I've sung, or that's a word. I've done all three of them, and I just love contributing. Also, since my dad, he usually plays the keyboard or the piano when I'm singing, and it's just so cool to contribute. And
So, did you get the infection from your father's infectious attitude towards this event, and you were like, "How can I be a part of it, Dad?"
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I love singing so much, and especially with my dad just being there, it's just such a cool experience.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing. I have a program on Saturday nights called Family Jam House, and the connection of family members that create art, not just music, but art, is super incredible. There's something that cannot be duplicated by, let's say, a man and a woman or anyone else who aren't related. And that synergy is just incredible. And I explore it every Saturday. So
that's awesome.
Just the feeling that you have, Gus, about singing with your dad while mm-hmm. he's playing, you're not alone. So many people enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And it's infectious as a listener or someone who watches you both perform because you know the connection. And then mm-hmm. it comes out musically. So yeah. keep up the good work.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So now that's part of the opening festivities. And what goes on Thursday? There's a film festival. So yes. explain that.
So we have, so the 2 years ago, for the first time, we added some film. I had, I'm also a filmmaker, and I wanted to, I knew there were so much, you know, just the Hudson Valley Beacon specifically, there are so many artists both in front of and behind the camera, and of course, musically and artistically. I wanted to make sure that we were giving a chance to feature as much as we possibly could in the festival.
Wow.
And so we featured a few films and some shorts during the main festival. This year, the idea, I really wanted to separate the film so there was no competition between like, ooh, yeah. I have several hours. What should I do? Should I go see a movie or should I go see some music? So instead, we were very fortunate that Industrial Arts Brewing Company over in Beacon, which is a huge space, offered us the space up. They've been a wonderful contributor for us in years past as well. And I got together with my friend Mike Burge from Story Screen up in Hudson now, and Shane Kaloran of Hit House Creative, and said, hey, let's put together some programming. And we've put together a whole bunch of films. There's shorts, docs. We've got The Last Waltz with the original, with the guy who did the sound,
nice.
The original sound. We're actually putting the original sound from into The Last Waltz that nobody's cool. heard. But we also have films. I made a film that features 27 of my songs called The Father Who Stayed, and that's playing. And there's shorts about Beacon and by Beacon filmmakers. And films like 1-800, Ani DeFranco doc, cool. So it's cool. It's going to be very cool. And there's also Nerd Night on Thursday night, which is a really, really cool, fun night of listening to people talk. And there's trivia. And that next night there's trivia and band Hudson Severn is rocking some blues. Wow. So it's we kind of mix it up and that's one location for all of that Thursday and Friday, day and night. And of course, then Saturday and Sunday, we go full citywide with all of the music and all the 130 or so different performances that are booked throughout the city for those 2 days.
It's kind of amazing. You have every cool spot in Beacon offering up their space for performers. Yeah. And that is really, really impressive. And just the fact that all of Beacon and all of the performers are going to all work together to support Beacon just as a place to be, which as we started, we told about all the wonderful attributes of Beacon. So when there's a parade or when there's a party going on through town, you shouldn't miss this because it's spectacular. Now, Jeremy, tell the folks the best way to get tickets. And I have a question. How are you going to enforce this?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a lot. First, go to beaconbonfire.com and you can look at the ticketing options there.
They're very reasonably priced.
And the fact is, especially if you live somewhere near to Beacon, if you buy a Beacon Bonfire pass, that one pass gets you into the entire festival. You just walk around with it. You can go to any film, all the films. You can go to the Syncretic Liturgy tomorrow night. You can go Saturday and Sunday, walk into any performance. That is definitely the best deal that you can get. Yeah. But there are people who don't necessarily have that, either that much time or they don't have that kind of cash. Yeah. And there will be, for many of those venues, you will be able to walk up and buy single tickets as well, day of.
Oh, that's cool.
So we want to make sure everybody who wants to get in can.
So it'll be reasonably priced. You can go to just one event.
Exactly. If you go, there are some events that if you go to two or three or four events, you've already basically bought a pass. So So it's still a better deal, but it's, you know, either way, if you want to just go and see your friends play, you can go up, you can do what you normally do. There's someone at the door, there's a QR code, you just purchase on the spot and enjoy the show. And there'll be plenty of other free things. There are outdoor concert things happening as well, and art everywhere. So
it's kind of amazing. You have stuff for kids of all ages. You have family-friendly stuff. You have music, of course. You also have theater, performance, visual arts, and wellness experiences all going on. It's a very cool event. Comedy. And
absolutely.
You have an aerial artist.
We do, right in the center camp, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. And fire. She floats on things.
She does. And there's bonfires everywhere. And our big closing on Sunday is a big bonfire with drum circle and fire dancers. And that happens right as the sun goes down on Sunday at 4:30.
There's nothing better than a community drum circle. That one song always turns out to be my favorite.
Yes, exactly. Mine too.
How come there's only one song?
Because it's 20 minutes long.
And who started this?
That's right, exactly.
One of my favorite things. So bring an egg shaker or, you know, maracas or something with you and you'll be jamming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then you could do your favorite Mick Jagger impersonation while you're shaking maracas at a drum circle. There's nothing more freeing than that.
That's right.
So, Jeremy, what are you most looking forward to this weekend?
I am looking forward to, what I look forward to specifically is I jump on my bike and I ride around and I check out as many things for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes as I possibly can. There's some really cool stuff. There's a thing called A Seat at the Table where we've closed off Eliza Street. And there will be a 50-foot table, and there are activations and conversations that are happening all throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday. Oh, cool. There. I'm looking forward to Saturday night, which this year we have so many really cool events from Broadway and Beacon, which has become very popular, to Vinnie DiPanto, Mind Reader, and the Cabo Project, and there's an ecstatic dance. There's so many different... You know, I wanted to make sure that we had lots of different looks for that, where you could say, do I want some jazz? Do I want some mind reading? Do I want some comedy? There's two different comedy things happening that night as well. You know, and then, of course, there's just some really cool things. You know, there's always busking everywhere as well. There's a busking schedule for four different locations, I believe, this year, where you can go and see stuff. I think for me, that's what I get excited about, is just the enormity of it all, knowing that, you know what, I could stop and sit for 40 minutes and watch a set, or I can also go for 10 minutes and then jump over to something else and try to catch things. You won't catch everything. There's no way.
Yeah.
But you'll catch a bunch of stuff.
You have to get over the FOMO aspect of it all and just dive into whatever you're going to do. Gus, what are you most looking forward to this weekend?
I'm looking forward to definitely a lot of the performances. I mean, seeing people do what I love to do is just so inspiring. And also, I have a really good friend, and she has a band, and I know they're performing, so I'm really excited. I'm hoping I can make it to that.
Who are they?
I think their name's like Dead Roses or something like that, but something similar to that. But I'm just...
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I'm really excited, yeah.
Well, there is a lot going on. So, Jeremy, congratulations on curating this
whole event.
I bet you have a lot of phone numbers that you never expected you'd have in your phone book. And you probably get a lot of calls and are in demand this weekend.
Yeah.
So let it shine, Jeremy. And thanks for doing all this hard work. BeaconBonfire.com is where to go and get all the information. You'll see a list and a schedule of the times, the venue. There's also descriptions of the artists. So again, the work you put into the website, great job. And it's very clear to find what kind of music you can get into, or whatever you're walking upon, you can find out who they are and a little background about them just by checking out BeaconBonfire.com. 100 performances, 400 artists, fire dances, bonfires, amazing drum circles, scavenger hunts, food, and so much more. So find out for yourself. BeaconBonfire.com. Jeremy and Gus, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And keep up the good family work. We love
it. Thank you so much.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental Office of Dr.